Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good idea after you've had a few. Yeah, that's this show. And I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Dukes and Mike Bell, the names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
As we start today's show, yes, I am upset because they're trying to take something we got.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, though, this news just coming in, and it is exciting because he deserves it. And that is Matt Ryan has signed a one-day contract with our Atlanta Falcons, as he is going to retire as a Falcon, as he should. And, of course, I've said all along, Mike, he will go into the Hall of Fame as a Falcon. I don't know when that happens, but it will. And a big shout-out and congratulations as Matt and the Falcons have released him, signing this one-day contract. And from this standpoint, there's a highlight reel that's with it. And it says, from Matt Ryan to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go check it out at Atlanta Falcons on social media. It is Twitter, not X to me, and all across all other social media platforms as the Falcons have put this out there. And, Mike, as we talk about the quarterback situation, because we're going to get into this Kirk Cousins tampering thing and all of that crap, because I feel like this is being overblown. Maybe I don't know all of the evidence that apparently the league knows. But we're going to talk about that. But before we do, let's talk about Matt Ryan, because this is kind of cool. We've seen other guys on other teams do this, and now it's actually happening with our team where you go, I hope he retires as a Falcon. Well, he is.
Right. I know that to some folks out there, unless you're not sentimental or you don't have any passion for the game or your favorite QB, you know, it's great. It's great to see. And players, it means a lot to players. Otherwise, you wouldn't see guys do this across the board in all sports, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, we'd love to all – most of us get a chance to retire wherever we want for the most part, right? I mean, if you're at your job, a company, and you like it –
Or you get retired, they retire you.
Or before, right? But it is rare in professional sports, right, that guys get to retire where they want to and say, hey, I was a part of this organization or this team for X amount of years, and that is who you relate them to. There are guys that you can't see in other uniforms. It was, you know, like the great late Junior Seau, Mike, as he was chasing a ring, and he went from all these different teams to the Patriots.
Right.
And it's like, I can't see him outside of a Chargers uniform. But, you know, God rest his soul. At the end of the day, it's good that Matt Ryan's getting a chance to retire as a Falcon.
Right. And, you know, now we're ready to get ready for this draft. And certainly this is a new era for this team. I saw Kirk Cousins on the ESPN broadcast on Sunday night. And as I said on Twitter, and you and I have talked about it, I mean, look, I know there's some guys who are still opposed to the signing. I still think he's the best available quarterback. He's certainly, if nothing else, the most charismatic and likable guy we've had here in a long time across the board. He's just, he's fun to listen to. He's very likable. There's not one thing this dude has said where you go, huh? No, he's just, he's a little corny. Yeah, he shops at Kohl's, but the dude is just a very likable guy. Now we can see what he can do on the field.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, that's good. Because he's down to earth. He's a normal dude. Like, he could easily shop wherever the hell he wants. He's made a ton of money right. in the National Football League. But, yeah, I mean, that kind of makes him a little bit normal, if you ask me, Mike.
Right.
But as far as this Kirk Cousins situation, again, we're going to talk more about the Matt Ryan retirement today, signing a one-day contract with the Falcons, and we're going to talk about it later on. Our Joe Patrick's up there. We'll get some sound from him, and we'll get a chance to hear from Matt. The reason why I think this is overblown, And Mike mentioned this. We've talked about this. And if you don't have any idea what we're talking about, here's the latest update. The Falcons, all right, allegedly tampered in getting Kirk Cousins, okay? How that went down, what happened, how information was related, all of this stuff to me, Mike, is suspect. Because as I tell you guys all the time, all these guys talk. They all communicate. So at what point did the Falcons break a rule, Mike, or did they become guilty in the NFL's eyes to say, hey, you can't do that? And that is the part that I want to know about and say, okay, what exactly was done wrong when you see all of these other teams doing this, when all these other teams have communication?
Yeah, the NFL year begins on March 14th, and the thing which confuses the fans out there, certainly confuses me, the 52-hour negotiating window they call legal tampering. Then that basically goes down Monday to that Wednesday at 4. So if that's when apparently you're allowed to have some kind of conversation, but anything prior to that would be considered tampering. What's scary is the Dolphins and owner Stephen Ross went after Tom Brady while he was in the middle of a contract, a multi-year deal.
Yep.
Not at the end of his contract, you know, with the Tampa Bay Bucs. And it was, and Tom had an option, but it was the NFL looked at it. So the way the Buccaneers looked at it is you're meddling with our property, in essence. This one, to me, is it's apples to oranges because everybody knew the heck, aside from, you know, the exit interview the general manager did, he didn't really like working with Kirk Cousins' agent, was willing to turn the page because they knew they could match what another team was going to come with. It just happened to be we were the only team that was coming with some serious money. The other part is Kirk Cousins let the cat out of the bag by talking to the training staff, and that's what the, you know, the Florios and the NFL, of course, went, aha, when they heard that.
The Falcons, of course, have denied any wrongdoing from the outset, all right, of this alleged tampering situation. Here's what I do know. Other teams have had to deal with this. And right now it's us and the Eagles this offseason. But this alleged tampering charges against the Falcons, Mike, I don't think anything is done immediately. I know everybody's freaking out right now and everybody believes that this week is going to come down, a punishment will come down. Mm-hmm. Understand that when the Dolphins forfeited their 2023 first-round pick for a 2024 third-round selection for tampering with Tom Brady, it wasn't until the year after the tampering happened that the punishment was issued. The same thing happened, by the way, when the Chiefs forfeited their 2016 third-round pick and a 2017 sixth-round pick for tampering with Jeremy Maclin. That didn't come down until the next season, Mike. So
right.
The NFL is smart enough to know if you really want to screw the draft up, go ahead and punish the Eagles and the Falcons right now before the NFL draft on Thursday. It doesn't make sense. You can tell me you're going to punish us, and you can tell me we tampered, but I don't know if that means a punishment is going to come down immediately. I think it will, but I don't think it's going to happen this week. The biggest thing on the NFL calendar is the draft.
Correct, and you just addressed it. Everybody's going to have to reset their draft board. I mean, you're talking about every team's due diligence through, like, this. I mean, if nothing else, Carl, through the first three rounds. If you look back at the penalty that they hit the Arizona Cardinals with the Eagles, it was actually a swap of picks, and there was a pick the following year. Maybe there'd be something in the middle of the round, and perhaps they hit us next year, but I'm with you. And as we said, it just if this was a conversation during the legal tampering period, I don't understand. If Kirk Cousins is driving down to Atlanta and he's talking to somebody, I thought that was under the guise of that 52-hour period we just talked about. If it happened before that, is it worth taking away a second or third-round pick?
I don't think so. I just don't. I mean, I understand the premise to you said the letter of the law, but I just don't.
And Philly, that was a head coach. I mean, they poached a coach who was an assistant, and the precedent for that has always been high because coaches are worth first-round picks. See the coaches that have been traded for first-round picks, like John Gruden with the Raiders and Bucks.
I do not believe that a punishment will be issued this week. I do think a punishment is going to happen, unfortunately, for the Falcons. Now, big picture, do I care? No, because we got the guy we wanted. Ultimately, Mike, if it means that we lose a third-round pick next year, okay, does it? Do I care? No, because we got the guy we wanted. All we've been fussing about is getting a quarterback. We got a quarterback, and if you're going to tell me this is the cost of potentially doing business and getting Kirk Cousins, then so be it. But I do not believe this punishment is issued this week. I think it's going to be issued after we get past the draft, and it may come down in the summer sometime, Mike, where they say, oh, Falcons get a third-round pick taken away. I can't worry about that right now.
I just can't imagine, to your point, like on a Monday or Tuesday, you know, less than 72 hours before the draft, they're going to say, all right, you're losing a second rounder or a third rounder. And the other thing is, and if that's the case, then all of a sudden trading down becomes a very, very important part of what you might be trying to do. Again, we're always under the impression this is a win-now mentality, or at least certainly win this year, win next year, win the third year. And you got to build as best a team as you can with the most impactful draft picks. So I can't imagine, to your point, they would drop the hammer on us. You've seen some things written about it. And as I said, Florio, for whatever reason, has a mean on for the Falcons, always has. He was banging the drum on this story about 3 weeks ago.
404-726-0929. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com if you're just joining us. News coming out of Flowery Branch that Matt Ryan signs a one-day contract to retire as an Atlanta Falcon. And he's going to speak to the media, I believe, a little bit later on this hour. 2:45. All right. Thank you, Big O. And so, you know, listen, these stories, they rarely end the way you want. And the way that Matt, I'm sure, wanted this to end, Mike, was winning a Super Bowl, maybe playing a few more years, and then walking off into the sunset. And it didn't play out that way. And I think the cool thing about this whole thing is, even though it ended kind of ugly, let's be honest, it ended kind of nasty, right? I mean, we are allegedly trying to bring in another quarterback. You're not telling your current quarterback. Your current quarterback gets upset. You end up trading your current quarterback.
For less than market value based on it. Now, again, it was an absolute disaster in Indianapolis.
But it didn't end the way we wanted it to.
No, nothing turned out the way it should have. But again, and this is why it's funny. It's like nobody ever wants to claim the Deshaun Watson move. Like Arthur Blank denies he was involved. You know, I honestly don't think it came from our general manager, Terry Fontenot, because the moving parts of it, it was just too much, and we could never, Carl, go toe-to-toe with a team like Cleveland. So I'll die on that hill. I think Arthur Blank was a driving force on that. But in the end, the byproduct was, as you said, you basically ostracized your quarterback, you cut him off at the knees, and now the only thing left to do is trade for whatever you can get, which happened to be a third rounder.
Yeah, and by the way, at the time, Matt said no hard feelings. He went to Indianapolis. It didn't work. But he's a Falcon. He'll always be a Falcon. And for that, today means something as he retires as one. We're coming back. We got plenty to dive into. We are counting down to the NFL draft. Mike mentioned it. We're going to talk about something today that we haven't talked about. I don't know if anybody's talked about it. Everybody's focused in on one guy. Why? I don't know. When we come back, though, Braves win another series. And how about little D? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Starting out the day with some good news. Matt Ryan signs a one-day contract to officially retire as an Atlanta Falcon today. And as we said, we'll hear from him coming up a little bit later on. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Yes, we will spend plenty of time today on the rumors that are out there about Trey. Are the Hawks truly going to trade Trey Young? I think you have to look at all options. Mike and I will get into this. And as a matter of fact, we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later on. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about where this team is going. And for everybody who says this is the right thing to do and, oh, we need to move forward, just know we're going to be in purgatory for about another 3 to 4 years.
Right.
Okay? Superstars don't just grow on trees. You got to draft the right guy or you got to go acquire the right guy. That takes a lot. So Mike and I will definitely get into that today because I've heard all the stuff over the weekend about Trey Young and, oh, well, it's time for him to go. And if it is, so be it. You better get a haul for him. But, Mike, I don't know if they're going to do that. So
I don't think they got the minerals to do it. I mean, the balls. That's code. I just gave up the code. But I don't think they've got the –
onions!
I don't think they've got it. I don't. And you'd get more for him. But everything you just said, and we'll dive deep because there's also some stuff. One of those great, I know fans go crazy with those anonymous polls when they talk about players that are respected or not respected around the league. We'll get into that later.
All right, let's talk about our Braves, Mike, because what a weekend, man. I mean, seriously, Rangers are a good club, guys. They just won the World Series. That wasn't a fluke. They played the best baseball at the end of the season. They turn right back around. They come in here. They're hot. And we handle them. Friday night, Travis d'Arnaud, 3 home runs, including a grand slam, drives in 6. And you go, all right, great night. Then he came back, Mike, and had another home run on Saturday as the Braves win. I thought Morton was great on Saturday. I thought Sale was great on Friday. That's what we're going to need from these guys.
And he played, I think it was 8 games in, 10 days. And so they gave him a rest. I just felt, you know, when a guy's on the heater that that Travis d'Arnaud is on, I just thought it was – I didn't want to tweet it because I didn't want to trigger people. I had, like, Bobby Cox flashbacks. If this was later in the season, it would be different. But this is early in the year. You can't win them all. And Chadwick Tromp did a nice job. I know that he did have one base knock. There was nobody – I think we left one guy on base, and then Kelnick was on when he struck out one inning. But, you hate to sit a guy who's red hot the way that he's seeing the ball. And the irony is we lose the game, and the Phillies are on a 6-game win streak.
Yeah.
And so it does matter, kids, but the Phillies just a game back now in the NL East.
All right. By the way, the loss yesterday, Ozuna's still hot, guys. He's got 9 home runs, league leading 9 home runs as we speak. They got out to a great start. He hits that 3-run homer in the first.
And Vines can't hold that 3-run lead.
No, and then they end up losing 6-4, but the series is what it's about, and they get the series win. Let's hear Brian Snicker, Mike, about Travis d'Arnaud, because I'm kind of with you on this. Let him play. I mean, if d'Arnaud went to him and said, hey, I'm exhausted, I need a day, that's one thing. I don't think that happened, but here's Schnitt.
It's good. It's just like, you know, really last night and anytime Travis is involved, and because they trust him and know he does the work, and he's caught Charlie a lot. And so, you know, they've now been together a while, so I think they pretty much know what each other's thinking.
Yeah, I mean, and he's talking about, you know, catching Charlie and then turning around and, you know, having Sale. He caught both of those guys Friday and Saturday. I just feel like d'Arnaud's offense is – it's underappreciated. He's been a really good hitter since he got to the Braves. And, you know, you go back to our World Series and all the things that have happened with this team, Mike, we talk a lot about everybody else except d'Arnaud. He's a clutch hitter in those big moments.
No, you take it for granted. And I know last year, you know, Murph, you know, he kind of tailed off a little bit statistically at the end, but little D always seems to get up for the big moments, going back to 21. And I just – that's why when you see a guy who, because when you're on that kind of, like Michael Jordan talks about it, when the bucket, it just seems like, you know, literally like it's 3 times the size. When you're seeing the baseball the way that d'Arnaud is, you like just keep rolling with a hot hand. But it is like, it is a grind to be where he is at his stage of his career, you know, behind the dish every night, which he's had to be. So they give him the night off. I thought more about Vines not being able to hold that lead. The other thing is, and you can't put this on Trump, it was the bottom of the 8th, 1st and 3rd, nobody out. So you say, okay, here we go. It's going to be another Braves come from behind. Olsen whiffs. Ozuna pops out behind second base. And then Arcia strikes out Coral. And that's where, man, lately they just don't do that. They usually get some runs out of that. So that's where the game, for my money, was lost.
Yeah, I'll take the series win. They continue this homestand, which is good news. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley coming up a little bit later on in the show. But the Braves are in a good spot. But Mike's right. You know, the Phillies. Listen, we knew that that's probably going to be the team that we're going to have to be, you know, aware of. I don't think they're better than us necessarily, but when you talk about winning this division, if that's the goal, and it always is, but they're going to compete against us. It's not going to be the Marlins. It's not going to be the Mets. It's going to be the Phillies. And right now, they're playing some really good baseball as well. Let me hear Travis d'Arnaud in that Grand Slam, guys, because on Friday, Mike, that was probably the coolest thing that has happened at Truist this season, when you have three home runs and then you have one of them being a Grand Slam.
This one is hit well, deep left center field. It is a grand slam for Travis d'Arnaud. His third homer of the night, and the Braves lead 7-3.
Now, over the weekend, I met Wendy Mary. She's a big, big 92.9 The Game listener, big Dukes and Bell fan, big fan of the Braves. And it was funny because I saw her and she said, hey, she had like a Braves, you know, shirt on or something. And I said, oh, it's a cool Braves shirt. And she said, yeah, too bad I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night.
Apple TV.
Yeah, that was Friday, Mike.
Yeah, it's tough when you get Apple on Friday and then, of course, Sunday. I think the Braves got a great chance to win this division. Oh, God. They don't make it easy, ESPN. The only cool part was hearing Kirk Cousins in the booth. We talked about that earlier. That was kind of neat. He popped in for the fifth. And it was like 1-2-3, so they basically stuck for the whole inning. But, yeah, Apple TV is not everybody's cup of tea. And you just look, Brandon Gaudin is just like a comfortable pair of jeans or shoes or whatever. He's easy to listen to, you know? I would prefer to hear more Moylan, if I'm honest, and more Francoeur on that broadcast. But, yeah, you feel frustrated when you don't get your regular guys.
Yeah, that was the thing. And I don't know, Chris, do we know how many of those games are going to be on Apple? Like, how many games are slated to be on Apple this year? Because I'm with Mary. Like, when she said that, I was like, yeah, I don't know how many people actually caught the game last night.
I want to say it's 6 to 8 or more than that, right?
But here's – we get back to this, Mike. I'm buying the package for 6 to 8 games? Like, seriously? I don't know about that.
Well,
so,
that's – if we're getting – Chris, is it 10 games that they're going to be on Apple this year? We talked about it. Chris is going to look it up right now.
All right, fair enough.
He's taking off his shoes, so it's got to be more than
Well, listen, every now and then, I get it, and the league is in control of this, guys, by the way. This is Major League Baseball, right? So don't sweat the fact that this is the Braves trying to take
but
games away from
you. Just like with Amazon, when they made that switch to Thursday night, they put something out there you want. And again, we'll stream it like we did with the NFL with Peacock, so they know they got you over a barrel. It's just frustrating because you lose your broadcast. Two through the first half. That's all living out. So that's not bad.
No, you know what that is. Flex.
Right.
They want to see who's good, and then they're going to be able to flex some of those games and put them on. That's what that's about. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Atlanta United, guys, not the result you wanted.
No, man, we're getting back in. I don't like this. This is like the post-COVID United that just played like crap and would blow leads. And some of it was because of injuries at times. But, yeah, this is one where you got to play with poise. Philadelphia Union, that's a really good team. FC Cincinnati, another good team. You can't give those wins away. And that's one that just – that was a draw that felt like a loss to Philadelphia we talked about last week. Very frustrating. And hopefully they're going to find a way to nip this in the bud, because that's one thing earlier, Carl. They were not losing at home and not blowing leads at home. That's for darn sure.
No doubt. We talked about the NFL draft, and this is a big week. Thursday, first round coverage. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz bringing you the latest. But deals are already going down. As a matter of fact, former Jets starting quarterback and the number 2 overall pick, Zach Wilson, has been traded to the Broncos. He is headed to Denver, Mike. Now, do the Broncos think this is the answer to their quarterback situation and they don't draft one now? I don't know what the evaluation is from Sean Payton, but he is being traded to the Broncos. So now if you were – and Mike, we've been saying this. If you thought the Broncos were in the move, maybe trying to move down to go get a quarterback, maybe they're not now.
Well, I mean, if you feel Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham would be then potentially be battling for that job. You know, unless Sean Payton, you know, his level of ego, we know it's as big as the great outdoors. I can fix him. Now, or it's just simply it's a good deal for them. What was the cost on this? It's relatively expensive.
It's a six-rounder. Pick swap. Yeah, for a seventh.
Yeah, so you're giving up nothing. You get fish heads and rice, as the man would say. So, yeah, you can try to – I still think that doesn't preclude them from going at a quarterback.
By the way, that was a number 2 overall pick.
Bum.
And you just gave him away – for a sixth, for a seventh.
Right.
I mean, when we talk about value, right, and this is going to get us into this Trae Young conversation
later.
It's
the same, basically the same value that Fields was traded for. That was a conditional pick, six and go higher.
What you think these guys are worth on the open market, and you go, oh, I'll be able to retrieve this for them. You just don't. And in the NFL, it's always been this way. It just has. Mm. But, yeah, and you know, for the Jets, at least, Mike, they're able to say, hey, it didn't work. We moved on. Now, Aaron Rodgers hasn't panned out because we don't know where that's going to go. I mean, maybe he plays two more years. But the fact of the matter is the Zach Wilson era, whatever that was crap.
Yeah, about as good as the Sam Darnold era.
So everybody's looking for quarterbacks.
Jets have blown, you know, in our lifetime, it just seems like the Jets have blown more, you know, first round picks when it comes to the QB, the franchise. Again, we said it earlier. If you go back and look, a few like, drips and drabs here, we still haven't seen Aaron Rodgers put a season together. Of course, he missed the whole season last year. Chad Pennington starts looking pretty good, doesn't he? As far as recent Jets history.
Yeah.
And that's not saying much.
No, but hell, you're right. Pennington was better than both of those guys. Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. He was better.
Right.
So that is news, guys, because you're going to see more deals between now and Thursday night. I guarantee you there will be more deals that will be made. It just makes you wonder now if the Broncos go, okay, you know what? We can't move to go get the guy we want. I'd rather trade for a guy at least has played in the league and Zach, and we'll see if Peyton can make him better. That's Sean Payton. And then, Mike, let's just make our team better.
But I think, you know, Zach Wilson had a lot of pieces around him, a really good defense. He's just not good. He just, you know, he's Carl. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. So I still think that Denver is going to be maybe they do something in the second round.
Yeah, not the
and
first.
You know, they got an insurance policy if they can't make that big trade because they don't have a second round pick to move up to use. But Zach Wilson's a bum. I mean, you've seen it. That's not a reclamation project. He is a bum.
Well, tell that Sean Payton. I mean,
like I said, unless he thinks he's been a big ego and can fix that, if you fix that, then you're back on good graces as one of the offensive geniuses in the league.
Yeah, and part of me is, Mike, I just feel like, and if I'm Denver now, right, this is who I go into camp with. I don't know, Mike, maybe you come to the reservation. We're not going to win a lot of games this next season.
Mm.
Let's just get the best talent we possibly can in this draft. And then as we move forward and we get back to having draft picks, maybe we can make a move for someone else next season, next offseason. They're not in a position to do that right now. And I know they didn't want to give up early picks because that's where all the talent is. So, you know, for the most part, I mean, you're swapping a 6th, 4th, 7th. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. Raiders are in the mix. We talked about this. These teams, Minnesota. I don't know if I'm taking Denver out of that yet just because of this move today. But if I'm them, why would you draft a quarterback at 13 when you just gave up a pick that you could have possibly kept and packaged?
Yeah, but it's a 6th-rounder. Who cares?
Yeah, I hear you. But there's 6th-rounders who make the league all the time.
But I just, to me, this is – maybe they go with the – maybe they try to get in the Pennix lottery. Who knows?
All right, coming up, we got to talk about what's going on with our Falcons, and we're going to dive into it because the draft is just a few days away. The latest rumors out there, we'll discuss them next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Which way are we going on Thursday? Are we going left? Are we going right? Or are we going to go exactly where you think we are? It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think everybody, and I say this, you know, I know all of you are not necessarily focused on one thing, but many of you have been, and I've been saying all along that we got to stop thinking that we can just go one way in this draft. Because there are so many different ways to go. Part of this is, and I've been saying, Mike, give me the best player. If they think it's Dallas Turner, I don't. Take him at 8. If you want the pure pass rusher, go Latu Latu. If you want the best corner, I think that guy will be there, Mike. But if you just want a best all-around player that can come help your football team, and we keep talking about best athlete, and didn't you say this has kind of been Terry Fontenot's thing? This right. is where Terry Fontenot has drafted the last few years with this Falcon football team. I'm going to take the best athlete. All right. Well, what if I told you that that guy was a big defensive tackle, Mike?
Right, and maybe a guy that is worth taking at – now, here's the question. Is he worth taking at 8, or are you looking to move down? Because depending on who you talk to, the man's stock is rising. We're talking about Byron Murphy from Welcome. Texas. This dude, on some mock drafts, he goes at 17 to the Jaguars. At other mock drafts, he goes higher than that. In some cases, he goes at 11 to the Chargers. And again, it varies from state to state. But in the case of our man, Daniel Jeremiah, he's got him ranked as the 19th best athlete in the draft. Explosive, nimble. You're saying, wait a minute, I got Onyemata and I got Grady. You do. But if you feel that the defensive tackles are better than the edge rushers, and this guy, Byron Murphy, has to do a little bit of that kind of Richard Seymour type thing where maybe he can also play on the outside, right?
Yes.
That, you know, maybe that fits what you're trying to do here. The guy is a beast. He might – and the knock – it's funny. It's kind of like what they said about Grady. Not to have all the size, but he's got the motor.
He's got the motor. It's a big reason why the Texas Longhorns were in the – playoff this last year. Defensively, they had two big defensive linemen that are stout, and they're both NFL ready. At the end of the day, though, Mike, this to me would not be a reach. This is arguably the best defensive player up front when you start talking about defensive linemen. Now, here's the thing. Do they see him? And this is the part. Does Jimmy Lake or Mike, does Raheem Moore see them see him as a guy that's versatile enough that you can do some different things with him? And I'm talking about, can he play inside and outside? We know he can play inside. Can he play outside? Or do you just feel like, you know what, we need more size
right.
and up this, front?
That just goes back to the fact that, look, you know, you could – and I don't want to trigger some guys. I already got guys triggered over the Trey stuff I put on Twitter today. I don't want to trigger guys over Grady, but – you know, you're looking for options. I mean, you might not think Onyemata might not be here beyond this year. But again, it comes back to who do you see as the best athlete? And if it's the best athlete and you're moving back, then certainly Byron Murphy could be that guy. Jerzon Newton, who's also very similar from Illinois, is a guy that's getting a lot of love of late. He's kind of moving up. These are tackles, not edge rushers.
Correct. Correct. And if you're going to say, well, what's that do? Let me tell you what you have to do in the NFL, number one. You got to stop the run. I know everybody's so consumed with getting to the pass. You got to stop the run. If you make teams one-dimensional, now we can operate. You got to stop the run. And one of the ways you do that, Mike, okay, ask Raheem Morris. You have guys up front that can do it. That's
now,
how.
Now, I would say, if you ask me right now, because you do have Zach Harrison and you do have Ebikadie, although, unless you're a real hardcore Falcon fan, people around the league have no idea who these guys are, but they did come on later in the year. New set of coaches, new look perhaps, and say, okay, I'm going to maximize their skill set. Maybe they're not as hot and bothered over the edges we Falcon fans are. Then you say, well, I got a bunch of guys that are practice squads and guys who haven't played football opposite A.J. Terrell. I've got to get a corner. I've got to get a cornerback in the first round. And he's going to start, right? And then you could argue, well, who's worth that? And Terry and Arnold, some guys feel, is that guy. You know, it depends on who you're talking to. But that would be a dude you could plug in. If you drop back, you got other options too, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, we will see if that actually happens. And again, you got to have a partner who wants to come up and take your pick and do all those things. You can't just say, we want 16 and move there.
Right.
But with that said, I'm not having any options. I mean, we're just a few days away, and as I review all my stuff, Mike, I'm like, I don't have any options with them going corner. I don't have any options with them going Byron Murphy. I think he's a sleeper. I think he's one of these guys that nobody's been talking about, and everybody's focused on the edge, and everybody's focused on Dallas Turner, and this guy's going to have real impact on whatever team he ends up on. And then the wide receiver thing. We keep talking about it. As all these quarterbacks keep going, and the other part of this discussion, guys, is – one NFL general manager believes there is an undercurrent of support for Michael Penix Jr. You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I said he's number two on a lot of teams' boards, guys. Right. I know you don't want to believe it, but if that's true, Mike, then that means we may have four guys gone in the first eight picks.
Right. I do think Penix is going in the first round. I think that's a done deal now. Penix is going to be gone in the first round. I argued this with some guys because this the injury thing doesn't seem to scare NFL teams. But if you get if the quarterback does go and somebody moves up and the Cardinals or the Chargers are playing ball, then either Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers is going to be there
for
us. And those guys are ranked higher than any defensive player we've talked about.
And that's why you have to take them. I told you, I've been saying this for weeks. If any of these top wide receivers are there, you don't like it. Mm-hmm. I know it's not going to feel like it should, but you have to do it.
And then you call Calais Campbell and say, hey, old-timer, you want to come back one more time?
Let's rumble.
Bud
Let's
Dupree, rumble. You know? But that's where it's at. Now, look, the other thing is, guys, just because, and we if you listen to the show, and we know you do based on the ratings, thank you, that you can still find a guy that can plug in the third round and be a guy that maybe isn't impactful based on what you've got to tackle. Because you got good players. Grady's coming back. You got Onyemata. There's a bunch of guys. They're clearly second tier based on personnel, but the second tier guys based on the personnel evaluations were the best players in the 2015 NFL draft.
They were. 404-726-0929. We're talking about something nobody's talking about. Everybody's focused on edge. Everybody around the country in these mock drafts, good luck with those, are focused on Dallas Turner. And there's just so many other options, Mike, in the direction that this team could go. And that has been my focus this whole time. Chris was busting my balls over the weekend about Latu doing some interview on NFL Network. And Chris is like, why isn't he working out? Because he's getting the exposure he deserves. I mean, what do you want me to do? All I'm saying is give me the best guy. And I'm hoping, Mike, that at the end of Thursday night, we all agree that we got the best guy.
Okay, in case you're wondering, now another thing with tackle, just bear with me. If you were to go best athlete available, and the receivers are there. We know that, like, see, here's the thing. Terry, I'm not saying Terry's a one-trick pony, but he's shown you how he does this. Is he going to drastically depart from that this time around because of the collaboration with Coach Rob? I don't know. But if you did do something other than, if you go corner and you don't like the edge rushers and you feel, hey, I'll get my edge rusher in the third round, a guy that popped at the combine, Florida State players know he is, Braden Fisk. He is basically, the best way to put it, a white Grady Jarrett. He is a guy with a high motor who just makes plays all over the field and is certainly expected to go in the top 50 in this draft.
Okay.
So just a thought.
Well, listen.
If defensive tackle is something they're interested
in. That they go with in the first round. Listen, I just don't know if you can bring in enough of those guys. By the way, when I love this high motor, we make fun of it because it's coach speak. It really is. But, Mike, I'll take five high motor guys over guys that are physically gifted and superior athletes, all this stuff that we're hearing about Dallas Turner. Give me a guy with a high motor, Mike. I can make that work because I know he's going to give max effort all the time.
Right.
A guy that has superior athleticism, guess what he does? Takes off.
Right.
Because I can make the play. I mean, look at me, man. I've been doing this. I can make these plays. Give me the max effort guy all day long, all the time. That's the guy I want. And to your point about Grady, that's why Grady's become the star he has in the NFL. He's an effort guy.
You know who's still in the league? And remember years ago we drafted the Kaminsky?
Oh, yeah.
He's playing in Detroit. Last 2 years, he'll be going to his third year in Motown. He was a fourth-round pick out of Charleston. And that was a guy that, I mean, maybe we could have used him better, but he's a guy who still has a career.
Was he on Hard Knocks? What was Kaminsky on? What was that? Was that? No, I'm not thinking about Kaminsky. Yeah. That was the other guy.
Yeah, that was the
girlfriend.
Dude from Montana. Yeah, that was back in 14 with Smitty.
Yeah, Tyler Starr. Thank you, Tyler Starr. Yeah, because I was remembering, the Kaminsky, that's
right. The only thing good about Tyler Starr was his wife wearing yoga pants on Hard Knocks. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, getting back to, you can find these dudes. And we talked about it. There's a bunch of edge rushers. There's a bunch of tackles in the middle. But if you go wide receiver, all I know is on Thursday night, you and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz, and I just know there's going to be a portion of our audience that's going to be disappointed. What are the odds that we have a consensus that everybody loves this pick? What are the odds of that? 4-1 with Falcon fans?
Well,
Chris just made zero.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Doesn't matter as long as you get it right.
Yes, because that's all. At the end of the day, if we're rolling during the season, Mike, we're in the playoffs, we win this division, is anybody going to look back at this draft and go, I still think they got it wrong?
Yeah.
The reason why you think, let's be honest, Atlanta, you think they got Kyle Pitts wrong because we've not been good the last 3 years.
Right. And then it's the chicken and the egg. I mean, we talked about it earlier. Matt Ryan signs his paperwork to retire as a Falcon today on a one-day contract because they thought, at least Fontenot thought, that Kyle Pitts was going to get the ball from Matt Ryan for at least another year. And then somebody who remains nameless, Arthur Blank, said, let's go get Deshaun Watson. And all of a sudden, Matt's out the door. And now you're scrambling. And then you had to go with Marcus Mariota because he knew Arthur's system. And then I have to remind you guys about Ritter. You had two disasters at quarterback.
Yeah. I just feel like that
and Pitts
is
injury, too, and on top of that.
When you're winning, Mike, these draft picks, all of a sudden, they look different. They just do. And for Kyle Pitts and company, if we go to the playoffs this next season, all of a sudden, guess what? You're not talking about Bijan and taking a running back in the first round.
No, that's a convenient narrative.
Thank you, Art.
I saw something over the weekend at NFL Network, and they were talking about wide receivers. And they're talking about Keon Coleman from FSU, who made some unbelievable catches this year. And they you know his comp was in the NFL?
Who?
Drake London.
Really?
And I'm like, well, is that good or bad? Because I think Keon Coleman has a ceiling in the NFL, and I just want to see when you get Kirk Cousins out there, and now you're going to your point, really see what Pitts should have been, what Drake London should have been, you know, the last 2 years as well. Not to mention Bijan out of the back.
No, that's the thing. So we will see. Chris says zero. I think there'll be half the fan base that will be satisfied if they feel like this is the pick that can help us, you know, really do something. If this is a complete reach. And it doesn't make sense, then nobody's gonna like it. And nor should you, because we're in a position we don't have to do that. We got a really young, talented team. Let's just add to it and be smart. And that's the thing, Mike. Terry Fontenot doesn't have to do anything spectacular in this draft. He just doesn't. We're not in this is why going to get the quarterback was so important. We don't have to maneuver to go make that happen. Just be smart. And do the right thing.
Now, the only thing we're waiting to see is all this nonsense and all the misdirection you're hearing from New England, and you're hearing from, you know, is Arizona going to stick with that pick and take Marvin? How do you not take Marvin Harrison for Kyler Murray? With that contract you got with Kyler Murray.
If you're committed to it.
And go get the best wide receiver, start winning some freaking games out there. Or do you move down and feel, no, let's go for the big picture. Same thing goes for the Chargers. Does Harbaugh want to build and he wants to go get those hard-nosed offensive linemen and the kind of dudes that he's had when he was with the 49ers? There's still some stuff that says he loves Brock Bowers. You know, it's going to be very interesting. The Chargers, but first the Cardinals. And if those guys go chalk, then okay. Then maybe somebody comes to talk to you about quarterback. And that's where things get interesting for us.
All right, plenty more to dive into here on the show today. It's a big Monday. As Mike mentioned, we started the show today, Matt Ryan putting out a statement, and there's a great video that the Falcons have issued as well. They put out there, and Matt Ryan signing a one-day contract with the Falcons to retire. We're going to talk about that as well as what Dak Prescott is saying about betting on himself as we continue to move forward. NFL Blitz is on the way. More NFL draft conversation, guys. And by the way, all the
Latu
conversation apparently is heating up in other places. We'll tell you about that coming up next hour as well. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.